I was just going to give two examples maybe of this mentality of the unbeliever. That where does the believer stands? One from the old, one from the new. I'm just thinking of that principle. It doesn't have to be identical to it, but the principle is there. Simon in the book of Acts chapter 8, he wanted to apply that which is of money to gain that was seen in the Christians. And Peter refused and rejected that principle completely. He stood against it and he pronounced judgment upon the individual. That's one side that we might think of, that someone who wanted with material things to obtain something of Christianity. The other thing I was thinking of is if I took Abraham by way of example, when he accomplished the work of recovery in the book of Genesis, and here comes the king of Sodom. He wants to participate in rewarding him. And Abraham said, I will not take nothing from you, lest ye say, ye made me rich. So I think examples like this might help me understand that for us to enhance the testimony of the Lord Jesus, we don't need resources outside of that which is given from God Himself. And I think, I trust that examples like this might help us a little bit.
Well, we have to move quickly along. We have a couple minutes left. He says, we therefore ought to receive such. And here's really the lesson, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. You know, it is, so, you know, the Spirit of God by John says, you know, he highlights Gaius' example. He highlights those who are, who've gone out for his namesake. And then he makes a general exhortation that this is normative behavior. This is normative behavior for the Christian community, that we should be out, have our sensitivities aware of those who are promoting the interests of Christ, and be willing to, with every resource, support them, because in doing so, we become fellow helpers of the truth. The truth is in us. The truth, we are walking according to that truth. But when we're acting in line with that truth in charitable support of the interests of Christ, what happens is we are aiding the truth. And when we first started the discussion, I think it was Bill made the comment, is that there are so many aspects of the way Christ operates his enterprise. He has those who speak and preach and travel and teach. But then he has those who are prayer warriors. You may never see them. You may never know them. And the judgment seat of Christ will reveal them. And then there are those who, through their monetary support, aid and support them. Again, hardly known by any, known by the Lord. It's that the Lord's enterprise is comprehensive, and every one of us have an opportunity to be engaged in some way. And I think that is a powerful lesson that we get in this text. We together, when we receive such and we encourage those who have, in a public way, are doing the promoting the truth and interest of Christ, we are being aids, helpers to this truth being dispensed. And so we want to be very sensitive. What are we doing? Are we faithful in what we're doing? And it may not have to be public. It could be very, very quietly, because we have a sense of what the Lord's doing in this present moment. And we want to be a helper to it, using every resource He entrusts to us.
Mark, these material things ought to be quiet and private. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. It is really, really important in these matters to be very quiet, very privately, known to the Lord, because the Lord would reward for that.
But the word fellow, I think it's worth just dwelling a second on it. In so many cases, the word fellow brings equality, the sense of equality. Now think of that, dear brother, that David has this principle. He says, listen, those that stay with the stuff get the same share of those that go to battle. And when some of us cannot do but help and support in a quiet way, unknown way, in the sight of heaven, it's equality, that the work is being done, as it were, on the same measure, as long as it's carried by faithfulness, brethren. Because if the one, the preacher is faithful, and the giver is faithful, then you cannot go wrong. But there is the sense of, we're both participating equally in that work. And it gives us the encouragement to do good works.
Just one thought. See, here is a question of reception. He says, we therefore ought to receive such. Mm-hmm. Whom should we receive? What is the test? On what grounds? But here we have two groups of people. Those are brethren, well known by the churches, by others, but also strangers he is receiving, Caius has received. But the test here is, are they bringing the truth? Because the whole thing is, it is the truth. They are, first is testified, the truth is in Caius, and he's walking according to the truth. And the motive for doing this, this hospitality, this liberality, this aiding those that he has received them, is for the furtherance of the truth. But also, the question comes, shall we receive this person or not? It is only on the basis of whether that person is bringing the truth. It is not because, oh, are they in the book, the blue book we have? No. Are they known? No. Because here, we have Gaius is receiving strangers as well as brethren.
Yeah, but you have to be very careful because John does not speak about reception. We got to keep the truth where it is.
Here it is reception.
No, my dear brother, this is not receiving for the breaking of the bread. So we just need to kind of keep the line of the truth where it is.
But maybe we can say this. We can say this about the word stranger. A stranger is not something in the light of New Testament only. They were strangers in the Old Testament. And there were requirements that were recorded, in particular to the stranger, what they ought to do to be part of things. Once we're reading the stranger, it's not taking a word of somebody, because by the word of two or three, every word should be established. These are strangers that were not known to Gaius personally. Exactly. But I certainly believe that this did not compromise the principle of the scripture, that they were a testimony of others, that this brethren are so, that Gaius felt free and at liberty to help, to support, and so forth and so on.
And I believe this will be answered when we get with the next verse.
Right. I think this is a good time to have our short break. And there are some refreshments outside. You know, you can get refreshed and then be back. Maybe close with a word of prayer and then come back for the last session.